This Daily Christian Newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, April 29th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The Republican Party is a house divided against itself. Former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, used unprintable words to describe Senator Ted Cruz during a forum at Stanford University, and he said he's backing Trump for the presidency. Trump is leading Cruz by 6 to 8 points in Indiana, a must-win state for Cruz if he plans to stay in the game in the national convention. Indiana's primary happens this coming Tuesday. World Magazine reports the latest news from the House Selective Investigative Panel on Infant Lives. There is a strong body of evidence that middlemen are profiting up to 300% to 400% on the sale of baby body parts harvested from abortion mills like Planned Parenthood. According to the report, annual revenue for these nonprofit businesses grew from $9,000 to $6 million in just 4 years. Arise, O Lord. Do not let men prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. Psalm 9. Now we find that an American college student was expelled from a master's-level counseling program for refusing to provide the politically correct counseling for homosexual couples. Missouri State University expelled Andrew Cash, and now he's suing, as reported in the Daily Wire. Psalm 10 says, "The wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined." Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam signed a bill allowing Christian counselors to opt out of some counseling situations for religious reasons. The American Counseling Association referred to the action as an unprecedented attack on the counseling profession. The city of San Francisco is planning to cut off all business transactions with states that will not enforce transgendered bathrooms or coerce Christian businesses to support homosexual behavior. This will include North Carolina and Mississippi. The new ordinance, introduced this past Tuesday, is expected to pass, according to a San Francisco paper. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told a Tasmanian radio station that he would support a vote for legalizing homosexual marriage in that country. He is convinced that it will be a positive vote. However, he noted that it would probably go to a national referendum election. But then again, the world passes away in the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:17. The Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood abortion mill, now famous for the murders of several adults and a number of children that took place last November, is reopening this Sunday. Planned Parenthood Federation of America President Cecile Richards is expected to attend the event. Colorado Right to Life issued a call for supporters to stand outside on the sidewalk to remind the city of Colorado Springs that all murder is wrong, and a person is a person no matter how small. Jeffrey Fish is a pro-life street activist in Colorado Springs. He says the pro-life message still needs to get out despite all of the murder that has occurred in the city.
We're trying to reach people with the gospel, and so now they're going to be building that and coming back even stronger if our expectations are correct. They're going to be more fortified now. They're going to have stronger security measures. We're going to be limited even more than we were before.
The Department of Education is encouraging public school teachers to include discussions on the religion of Islam in classrooms. Of note, however, the recent homeroom blog post did not include any encouragements to discuss Christianity and the salvation message that Jesus Christ brings to the world. Christian Action Network has organized a petition protest for the U.S. Secretary of Education against Islamic proselytizing in American public school classrooms. Martin Moyer, president of Christian Action, commented on their petition.
The goal of the petition is to keep the federal government out of the business of what public schools are teaching about Islam. There's already many cases of Islamic indoctrination going on in the public schools, and the last thing that is needed is for the feds and their mighty power of bullying pulpit and the almighty dollar of now going into the schools to exacerbate a problem that is already occurring.
The annual Man of Prayer event was held in the Old House Chambers in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Representative Jody Heiss prayed for a spirit of repentance across the land. Representative Louis Gohmert from Texas noted in his prayer that, quote, "The persecutions have started because we walked away from the things that you gave us in your book," unquote. First quarter results are in for the American economy, and we're looking at the slowest growth rate in 2 years. Economists point to cheap oil and a sluggish global market as the immediate cause for the slump. They expect something better for the second quarter, but it's all in God's hands. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. We'd like your feedback. What do you like about the Worldview? What sets it apart? Have you used this newscast in a family devotional or family worship? We'd love to hear from you. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.